Let me tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain or Wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show, so we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Our podcast.
Happen to notice I commissioned some new artwork for the show. I've been told I can't call it a logo because it's not a real logo.
Correct.
And every time the radio station wants to make us a logo, I feel like you and I are both like, nah, that's cool.
Well,
I'm all right. No, thank you. I'm good.
Radio Land still believes in kind of an old school.
Yes.
Yeah, very corporate logos, and I don't think it fits for us and how we feel.
Not just corporate logos, but like, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll do a photo of you guys downstairs in our basement where it's now an exercise gym instead of a photo studio with bad lighting and someone in the office who knows how to use a camera, kinda.
Well, that would never be a logo anyway. A logo doesn't have people in it.
I know, but I mean, just, or I guess the representative of the show.
Well, anytime they want to do branding marks or whatever.
Yeah, and it's so awkward because the photos aren't usually good. We don't dress. I like doing, like, you'll notice mine, I have like the crossed arms, or I'm doing the arms out like, hey, I like to kind of make fun of how radio shows do their, do their real ones. But yeah, I get a lot of crap for it because our last one was us dressed up kind of like medieval style. And I contacted an artist, and I was like, hey, I kind of want acid western, or spaghetti acid western. And I threw some stuff out, and, you know, he came back with something that looked very Yellow Submarine, and I was like, not that. And ended up coming back with this. I want to show you our Facebook one.
I think it looks great because it's to me, it looks like, I think it goes very well with the opening theme song as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and the little cacti or peyote. It's not too trippy. It's kind of like Saturday morning cartoon. I didn't want it to be too goofy, but too serious. I wanted it to be kind of fun, but I feel bad because I kept going back to him. And I almost went back one last time, but Matt, I want to tell you something. I kept taking clothes off you and putting it on me. That was the thing. Like, see, originally I had the chaps, and I was like, no, I want a gun belt,
okay.
And so I did that, and then I wanted the frock that's like Clint Eastwood, and I wanted your hat too, and I wanted your bolo, and I didn't want the vest or chaps. And
so it's like dress up dolls. You dress me in what you thought was nerdy, and you took the stuff that you needed.
Well, I left you with that hat because it looks better on you.
Well, can I tell you something?
And it balances us more to have you having some cool stuff.
Can I tell you what? As the namesake of Matt Bearden's The CJ Morgan Show, I approve.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's the name of the show. Yeah, I'll have to add that.
That ends today.
We didn't put an end date on it.
No, I only bought I told you I wanted to buy naming rights for 1 week.
Okay.
So it's over after today. Today is the last day of Matt Bearden's The CJ Morgan Show.
I got some bad news. In radio and advertising, we didn't fulfill, so we're going to have to do some make goods next week. But how good does Spinning? You can see this logo on any of our social media at CJ Morgan, but how good does Spinny look?
Looks great.
He's kind of dressed like a dandy, but has a little six shooter. Looks tough. It works. His is my favorite of ours. And of course,
I think it's because in that photo he looks gainfully employed, and it's what we always hope for him eventually.
Yeah, and he's got actually has a smile, which is kind of surprising.
That's where I realized this was a cartoon.
Yeah, there's no way it's real, but I enjoy it. And with any logo, or again, this isn't a logo, artwork, I'll say, for the show, you know, our promotion seems like, cool, let's print some stickers. But anyhow, we need some actual photos of you guys for the sales. And I was like, no, use this. Yeah. Just use this.
It
sets us apart from other media entities and whatnot. But
they do not want to be set apart. That's what I've learned about this industry.
They do not.
Like, we have rules.
Once we hired a graphic designer and they gave us something, and Matt and I just, I use MS Paint to draw different expressions on it, and that worked. It's just, it's a weird thing, and it's just, there are no graphic designers in radio, and I don't want to be Canva'd into something. And have you seen the new Captain Morgan logo?
No.
They changed Captain Morgan. And now he looks like the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo, yeah. Which in itself is fine, but to switch it to, they Canva'd it. They got rid of all the graphic designers, and they're hiring someone that kind of likes doing that stuff right out of college to use Canva. It's not the same, and if you don't know what Canva is...
Industry-wide, that's happening.
Yeah, it's sad, but there is one request I did make just in case anything happens.
Okay.
I always have him separate the artwork so the individuals can be removed or added as need be. So as we slowly lose members of the show until it's just Spencer, we can separate ourselves out.
It's just fate, you know. In fact, when we know one of us is on the outs, we should start slowly fading that photo.
Like Back to the Future. Love it. Time to clean out your drugs. It's National Drug Take Back Day. Actually, that's not today. That day's coming up. It's National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, where you're encouraged to go in your medicine cabinet, clean all your meds out, and do it right. Matt, did you know you can't just flush your meds?
They ask you not to.
Yes, apparently it's got quite an impact on the environment. The fish, the little salamanders will get high or not get pregnant or get boners, depending on your pills.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't pour them out. I flush them still in the container.
Oh,
in the
good
whole
call.
Pill bottle.
Is that why your upstairs bathroom doesn't work? Because the plumbing's wrecked?
Is that why it doesn't work?
It might be, but don't flush them. There's proper ways to get rid of them. I guess it's kind of like batteries, where you just make a pile and eventually throw them in the dumpster because you don't know what to do with them.
It's kind of weird. Sometimes they have these, CVS will be like, bring in all your old drugs.
Same. The DEA does the same thing, but you can mail them to me. Preferred in the bottle, so I know what it is and how to dispose of it properly.
We have a get rid of your drugs party at our house. Everybody brings whatever their medication is, and it all goes into one punch bowl. We mix that with a little bit ginger ale. We mix it with a little ginger ale, and then you just take a swallow of it and see what happens.
It's pretty fun.
My thyroid feels awesome, bro!
Unfortunately, they probably wouldn't be as good these days. I have trouble getting rid of pills. I'm a pillman. And I always have like a half full bottle of half of pills. Look at
really?
Me being positive, half full. Yeah, because people will give me stuff and I'll only take half. I was a smart drug, like a Xanax, and I'll bite it in half and I'll only take half. I'm like, okay, that's what that is.
Oh, you mean recreational?
Or an Adderall.
Drugs.
Well, I mean, just it doesn't have to be recreational, but they'll give me something like, oh, you're freaking out here, take this or whatever. So I've always had like half of pills, and I hate throwing them away, and then I always have to dump it out, and I pull out the old pill finder identifier to figure out what they are, but I've started getting rid of them finally. I had a morphine from like 10 years ago and a Suboxone too, and if you don't know what Suboxone is, it's what they use to get you off methadone, which they use to get you off heroin. I never took them, but I kept them just in case I wanted to take them.
Right.
And then finally, I'm like, I got to get rid of this crap. It's dangerous to have. They're all mixed together. It's all old. And I have a different solution. I mix them with water and hydrogen peroxide and make a sludge. And then I wait for that sludge to solidify. And then I dump that in with cooking grease in a trash bag. So hopefully the grease will coat and save it from drizzling into the environment. Pretty good, right?
So wait, you've just invented your own way of dealing with drugs?
Yeah, pill sludge dumped into cooking grease, put in a trash bag with like paper and stuff so it soaks in, and then it just sits in its clod form in the landfill.
Do you love your dink lifestyle?
Yeah. I have a method for ways and things.
Yeah. Dink isn't me being rude. That's
it kinda works.
Double income, no kids is what that stands for.
Oh, okay. My girlfriend calls me a donk.
Yeah.
So
no, I call you a dink. You have so many friends like that. When my wife come and I come hang out with you guys, but so many of your friends have the double income, no kids, and you're living these incredible lives where you're still just like, I don't know, people are still handing you Xanax. I don't live in that world anymore.
You don't hang out with our friends enough. That's it.
Yeah, I guess so.
All those ladies are like, here, have a Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also, you're not married to someone who's prescribed like 90 things. So I'll say just find you a woman who's got problems. And a good actually a bad psychiatrist, and everything will work out just fine. But I finally did get rid of them all because it's not good to have in your house. And you mentioned the double income, no kids. especially if you have kids or even pets. A lot of times pills will fall on the floor, things will fall out, they'll get mixed up. You can use the pillow identifier, but it's not good to have them. And this goes out to any Westlake mom that if you're keeping, you know, if you had your lift and boob surgery and you got, you know, 10 hydrocodones, but you only needed two, but you saved the rest in your pill cabinet. Let me tell you, if your kid's in high school, that 10 has turned into 8. To 7, to it's slowly disappearing.
No, that's the thing is I would fool my parents. If I took their drugs like that.
You'd put a Tylenol?
No, you fill the bottle up with water.
Water, yeah. And you have that marker right there. But anyhow, it's check your medicine cabinet day. Get rid of crap. And it's not just good to, one, clear out old pills, but I've had so much stuff. I did this right before I moved, actually, but you would have like Vicks Vapor Rub or Imodium A, whatever it might be, that's just expired in 2007, but it moves from place to place with you because you're like, I never know when I'll need some Vicks. I might need some Vicks. And you just keep moving your medicine cabinet stuff and don't realize it's expired almost 20 years ago. So go take a look, clean it out. And again, if you have any pills you don't know what to do, send them to the radio station, 8309 North IH-35, courtesy of the Captain's Pill Counter and Disposal Services.
We've killed off Grandma.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
Soon to be a grandfather himself. Knock on wood. That's a horrible thing to say. Here's Matt Bearden with the Parent Pickup.
Yeah. You were trying to hurt my feelings, but you realize all you did was try to doom one of my kids into getting pregnant.
Yeah, kinda,
way too
it's kind of sad, and they're way too young. Anyhow, hey, Matt Bearden's here.
Yeah, we're not physically killing off Grandma. What we've killed off is the name Grandma. Turns out Grandma does not even register in the top grandparent names. Now,
what about Mimo and Popap?
I blame the fact that nobody in America wants to grow up anymore.
You just call me Carol.
We used to look up to older people as being wiser. And now our country loves the idea of youth, right? We're all getting Botox.
Sure.
We're all scrubbing our faces. We're all trying to hydrate in our Stanley mugs.
And
we want to forever maintain our youth.
I think having your grandparents on social media and having to help them get unhacked from their email has shown that in certain aspects, they're not the most intelligent people, and it's on full display when it comes to the internet. So
realize who grandparents are, though, now? I mean, remember, people are grandparents at like what at 50, though.
Sure.
Which means that they went to school in the 80s.
It's not like when we think of it, we think of our grandparents. We're kind of stuck in that static time. But no, you're getting to that age.
Do you know that there's a great comedian named Ramin Nazer, and he has a really funny bit about the fact that, do you realize how many grandmas are named Brittany now? He's like, that's a weird thing when you think
Tiffany,
about how many.
Kelly.
Like what Grandma Tiffany.
What used to be hot names on TV in the 80s.
Right. So here's the thing. Here are the trending popular nicknames for grandmother or grams or granny. Those are all gone.
Granny, for sure.
Nobody wants to be known as grandma, whatever, or Grammy. So here are the, for ladies, coming in at number 6, Momo. Then Bibby, then Gran, Mimi, Nana, and Gigi.
I like Gram and Nana.
Okay.
That sounds, it sounds classic, but inventive and young.
I'm assuming it's Nana and not the Nana, which would be, I think, what people call their dirty bits.
Or what they sing in a song.
Yeah. Gigi is actually, that's French for grandmother.
Yeah.
And that's what my kids have a Gigi.
My parents' names sound older. They're Oma and Opa, which is German or Czech. Yeah.
Right.
And that sounds older than grandma and grandpa.
It sounds older because we're so used to seeing
old
that
country.
That little old gray lady who's
on
dressed
the cookies.
When we go down, when we drive through New Braunfels for Wurstfest, there's that Oma's house and Opa's house or whatever, and it's got old people drawn out front. Now, what do you want to be called when you're a grandfather?
Lord Commander.
Of course you do, you idiot.
Yeah.
Such an idiot. Let's see. Popular trendy nicknames for grandfather. Down there at number 6, Papa or Papa.
Peppa.
Peppa. Peppa.
Come here, Peppa.
It looks like maybe Papa. At number four, I'm skipping number five, by the way. We'll come back to it.
What about Roglio Crobe?
We'll come back to number five, okay? Number four is G-Paw, then Poppy, Pops, and Poppy. So Poppy and Poppy being slightly different spellings. The reason I skip number five is because it's the most infuriating thing I've ever seen. Apparently, the fifth most popular thing that guys want to be called is Grand Dude.
No, man, that's just weird.
Come on, man. You got to grow up. By the time you're a grandparent, are you still worried about being cool?
Yeah, is this the Golden Bachelor?
Grand Dude?
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Are
I
you
found
Bart
it infuriating.
Simpson?
Grand Dude?
I didn't know you get to make up your own names. I thought they were chosen for you.
I think they usually are, actually.
Yeah.
I think sometimes grandparents will say, this is what I want to be called. And you can kind of lean into it. But sometimes kids just decide what you're going to be called.
It doesn't happen like that. My friend, I went and visited his kids, and his kids told him my name was Marshall Mathers and to call me Slim Shady. And it wouldn't stop. Like, he drilled it into him. And I thought that's kind of funny that you get to choose a name. And you know, the weird thing with grandparents is, I don't know if you've seen any of these things online, but like when you look at Wilford Brimley when he was in Cocoon, all those actors that they looked really old,
they
were in their 40s,
50s.
And yeah, they look like what now we would think is grandparents. But 70s or 80s.
This has nothing to do with the grandparent thing. Let's go ahead and put a bow on that.
What do you want to be called? I didn't ask you.
I don't care. I'll let the kids choose. I just want to tell you this little thing about how you can train your kids. When they were very young, I trained my kids that if I was getting up from the living room and they said something like, can I have a snack? They had to finish it with, I got five on it. So
that's great.
There was a weird period, and I guess they just stopped doing it, but there was a weird period when I had friends who would come over, and my kids who were like, I don't know, five and two.
Because they didn't know.
They didn't know any better.
That's
and so
great.
When they would get up to go and it'd be like, you want something? And they'd say, I want, can I have a cookie? I got five on it.
Gather rounds, place your bets on sports. I'm the loser of last week. It's between Flop a Hot Dog and Winch Drench, and looks like Flop a Hot Dog won, so we'll eventually do punishment. But Matt, let's make some bets for this weekend.
Okay.
Pick a winner. Pick something that's going to win this weekend.
Astros?
Okay. Oof, tough one. Let's start with that, though. Let's start with baseball. Braves and Astros did just compete, with the Braves sweeping the Astros at home.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Unfortunately, that might be the last time they get together there in Minute Maid Park for a while. And I also didn't learn until this week that, you know, our ESPN station,
102.7? Yeah,
they have Astros tickets.
Do they really?
Yeah, because they carry the Astros, so we get tickets. I'm assuming they're radio station tickets, so they're bad.
Right.
But still going to the ballpark, right?
And no, they're not in the ballpark. That's one of the problems with that. The seats are in Columbus, Texas.
Okay, you get to go there and watch it. Let's start with baseball. Not the Astros. My Braves against the Rangers, playing three games this weekend. Rangers, Braves. Who's going to win the three?
Let's see.
They're both pretty evenly matched.
Yeah,
I'll say that. And I think they're playing in Arlington.
That's literally what I'm looking at. Okay, it's Braves at Rangers.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute. That's April 20. Oh, that's something else altogether. I don't know. Let's just go ahead. I'll take Rangers because I know you're going to take Braves. So
sure,
let's make
Might
it fun.
As well.
Yeah.
Rangers. I'll take Braves, of course. Back to soccer. Well, we never started at soccer, but back to it. Austin FC, we suck again! They do appear to play better in the Copa de Tejas, which is against the rivals in Dallas, FC Frisco, and the Houston Dynamo. Who you got? Austin FC taking on Houston. Win, loss, draw. I also do not know where they're playing.
I don't either. It doesn't matter, though. This will be a draw. I feel it in my bones.
The two have never drawn.
Right.
Which is interesting. I was going to pick draw two, but to keep it fun, I will pick loss. Clippers against the Mavs. The NBA playoffs are here. It's a 4 seed. It's a 5 seed. I did not want to pick my own team and do this in a bet, but I was looking like, who's going to be close? I was like, well, the 4 seed against a 5 seed. The Eastern Conference is boring, so this is actually a pretty good rivalry. Mavs are 0-2 against the Clippers in the Luka era of the playoffs.
Right.
Who you got, Matt? Clippers, Mavs?
I'm going to hurt your feelings because I know you're a huge Mavs fan, but I really do see the Clippers taking this.
Clippers in game one, I'll, of course, take the Clippers as well.
You will?
Yeah, why not? Because then I won't be as sad.
Okay.
And then there, I don't think there'll be a need for a tiebreaker, but we can add this for fun. In the three games between the Rangers and the Braves, total runs.
This is going to be crazy because I called the Rangers, but I think the Braves will have
I mean, total runs over just a number, whoever gets closest to the pin. The total number of runs added up from
not
both.
Not who's going to have the total runs?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's going to be 9, 18, 27.
27. I was thinking 36, but that seems pretty high. But then again,
I think both these teams can score.
I'll
and
go
so.
32. Right. That way we're kind of close to each other. And there you have it, your sports bets. Anything, you know, I really like the NBA playoffs. I tend to like it more when the Mavs aren't in it because I can watch it stress-free. We have hockey playoffs right now. Is there anything you're interested in sports-wise or after the tournament's done and we don't have college football?
I'm actually excited for hockey playoffs locally right now.
Because Texas Stars?
Texas Stars are in it, and I think it's really fun. Look, I love going to live sporting events more than anything, more than watching it on television. And going to those games are really they're really fun out there at HEB Center.
Not a bad seat either.
Not a bad seat anywhere.
Yeah, it's a really great arena. Fun.
The playoffs, they actually sell way more tickets because I was going to say not a bad seat because you can buy any seat you want and then slide down because a lot of people don't show.
Yeah.
During the playoffs, it does pack in there pretty good, but it's a good time. It's a good time.
I got a standing O clap at that. We did a radio thing there, and they're like, hey, we want you to play a game on the ice. And the game is you shoot a puck into the net, and then you get an X or an O or whatever. So I was playing our coworker from sales, Sean, in tic-tac-toe, and he was a little ahead of me. And I made my last one, but I didn't shoot it as hard, so it was slow to go in. And he grabbed the O, I grabbed the X. It was for the last slot to win it. And I ran, and he's like, I knew CJ was going to do this. I knew you were going to do this. I ran, and I slid on the ice to beat him. So I ran, I dove, I slid on the ice to put my X down, and the crowd went wild. I'm a fierce competitor.
Anything for attention.
Anything for attention, and a nice W, because again, with that, if I screw up and if I make them laugh and screw up and still lose, it's a win for me. A world record drinking champion.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet. That's what they're talking about on the internet today, is a world record drinking champion. Matt, I could have swore either we've had someone on air, your other shows had someone on air, it was two dudes, maybe I've watched it on TV. But a 69-year-old guy in Australia actually broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in 24 hours. Now, weren't there two British guys trying to do this?
No, it was two Australian guys who hit a certain amount of bars in a certain amount of hours. They had to have a shot in each one.
Yes, that's kind of the rule. You have to have at least 4 ounces in every bar. Doing a shot's impossible, but apparently those two guys ran into trouble. And again, I'm vaguely remembering it, but where they got into trouble was bars were not letting them in at some point because they were too soused.
Exactly.
So what's the word they would use in the Commonwealth?
Drunk.
All right, mate, we got to drink. They wouldn't let us in, so I had to fight them.
I can see through this.
I had to fight them.
You've been doing it all week. You're just bringing stories in as an excuse to do this quote-unquote Australian accent.
Well, here's the deal. The reason this is so remarkable that a 69-year-old Australian bloke broke a world record, 120 bars in 24 hours, is because you get an Australian drunk, and they're going to they also have to fight in each bar. Well, so they're going to fight someone in each bar.
They had to order.
It's 120 fights in 24 hours.
They had to order a certain amount of drinks. They didn't all have to be alcoholic with those other two guys. I'm remembering that. So that sometimes they would have a soda here and there, but they had to have a certain amount of alcohol along the way.
Good call. Drink at each. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, what makes it more impressive is 69 in Australian. That's like 150 years old.
Okay.
Like to live to that age, most Australians don't make it past 35.
If you're 35, you got like 19 great grandkids.
That's
you
not
got a hole in your eye. You've been stabbed with a knife.
That's not a 69. This is a 69.
Let's hear about the story.
Okay.
I'm normally very unassuming, but I'm probably leading the world in arrogance. When you are a little bit older, you'll stop sleeping in the park, and you will go to the spreadsheet and the pivot table.
He moves really fast for a guy who's twice my age.
Okay, CJ.
No clue what that soundbite was.
Can I just say something?
I guess that's just Australian guys talking.
That's the guy, but I want to say something. I'm so mad at hearing your Australian accent all week that I was mad at those two guys, even though they're just guys talking normally.
You didn't just want to hear him talk?
No, I felt like they were doing obnoxious fake accents too.
But they're not. It's just how Australians talk.
Do you realize that you've ruined that accent for me from everyone now?
Sorry about that.
It's okay. What area of the world do you think you'll take on next week with accents?
I got to get back to New Zealand. I got really good at doing that.
Wait. Stop. You can't go, oh, we're not going to do Australian, I'm going to do New Zealand, which is essentially the same accent.
I have to go around the Commonwealth. I have to do old British white guy languages. Otherwise, I'm being an ass and making fun of people.
I guess like if you were to come in here and do an Asian accent, the show would get canceled.
That's
right?
Pretty. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
The thing about doing the accent is you're not just you're making fun of and being mean. That's what makes the accent funny.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
To other great cultures.
Good point.
In our area, you know what? I wish I was still drinking or maybe in my heyday, I could have set some records. I don't think anyone's ever beat me in a keg stand. 2 minutes, 29 seconds. I was 18 years old. I had also done blue for the first time that night, and I puked, but 2 minutes, 29 seconds. No one's ever beat me in a keg stand.
Keg stand is what they call it when you support your torso on those legs, right?
Nowadays, the little horn blowing back behind me. But the key to keg standing is it's just breathing. And as I got older, I learned I could kind of use my tongue to punch the hole for a second, if I needed a breath.
What are you talking about right now?
Drinking beer, keg-standing.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a record, but I once beer-bonged 6 beers out of a giant beer funnel. Threw up within a couple minutes after that, too. But
this sounds cool. Who's in recovery right now?
I'm not in recovery. I'm just done drinking.
Oh, okay.
I don't go to no goddamn meetings with a bunch of nerds.
My apologies.
Yeah, man.
My apologies.
It does kind of suck because occasionally.
How defensive you got.
Well, occasionally I'll be at parties or with people and I'll see them like shotgun a beer and I'm like, that is so slow. I'm like, you don't even know. You're spilling everywhere.
The competitive not guy in you is just like, look, I don't need to be drinking again, but man.
My birthday's on St. Patrick's Day and we used to do Irish car bombs, which is, you know, a little shot of Jameson and
40?
Bailey's. Yeah. And
why are you going to parties where people are still shotgunning beers at 40?
Because I hang out with musicians and stand up comics. I mean, you should know. Watch out for flooding. Tesla is in trouble. And Austin about to spend some dough. That's what we're looking at for today's local news. Let's start with this. Austin's building a bridge to nowhere, a $23 million bridge project over the lake. You know, I like these nature bridge things outdoor, but this to me seems a little excessive.
We're building a bridge over what lake? Where?
Over a lake. Is what it says, Lady Bird Lake. So I want to show you a photo of it. It's kind of
I know where that is. So that's going to be near Fiesta Gardens, I'm guessing?
Yeah, Pleasant Valley Road. And now that I see that it's there, I'm more okay with it because I like that they're developing that area and bringing it out because you have the whole kind of bridge jogging area by where Joe's Crab Shack and stuff used to be.
This is actually kind of cool. Let me explain why.
Okay, go ahead.
One is the chunk of money. It's probably like, what, $2
billion? $23
million. Yeah, guess what? It's none of our money. It comes from the federal government.
Even better.
So it actually is going to provide jobs here that we don't have to pay. I mean, I guess we all pay for it, but other states will be chipping in. And it completes the last little chunk to finish the ring all the way around Lady Bird Lake.
So you can actually do the loop.
Because right now, you haven't been able to do the loop because that's right where the dam is at Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
And it's never been very pedestrian friendly. This could actually be a kind of a cool thing.
You don't want to walk on Pleasant Valley because people use that in Montopolis and that whole area is where they try to skip traffic.
Yeah.
And it just gets really bad.
It's nuts. Yeah.
You ever tried to get in and out of that HEB down there?
No, I'm not. I like my life.
Okay. Well, that makes me happy about it. My concern is just that we as a, and I know it's not just the city. I know I'm oversimplifying things, but we couldn't even successfully build a kid's train around a park. And
that's a private entity.
That's still not up and running, but
here's where I'm gonna kind of come to defense a little bit is that when this is completed, this is one of those crown jewels that will help with tourism and will actually it actually drives funds because it's the kind of thing that people come here to do is to go on that trail all around the city.
And when I glanced at the story and looked at it, and I was like, God damn it, because I thought they were just adding to the ones over by that Hilton Four Seasons on Riverside, like that whole area. I was like, they're just building more. They're like, why do we need more there? And I realized it was by Pleasant Valley, and it's different. So I'm kind of excited now.
I will say this. There's one big problem with the hike and bike trail all the way.
All the murder?
None of it is considered to be go-kart friendly. If you would let me ride go-karts around it, then now we're talking about a quality track.
A Mario Kart race.
Yeah.
But in our go-karting defense, we have Circuit of the Americas, and they actually let you do it there. We have an F1 course.
I don't want to have to go to a place where I pay $20 for one lap.
And where if you hit the wall, you owe millions?
Yeah, I want to buy one go-kart for $600, and I want to ride around the city all the time.
Throw turtle shells at people?
Yes.
You can scoop them out of the lake. Well, it is exciting. It is nice because I do love our little lakes and park area, and I'm glad it's not just added into the part where, you know, the Richie Riches hang out and paddleboard and look good. Yeah. I'm glad it's to help the dudes who catfish all day long. And,
exactly.
You know, good area town. Next up on the news, a bad thing for our fair area. The Cybertruck, they're forcing a recall right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because of that viral video of the cover on the pedal flips off and it can make the pedal stick. Kind of sucks, man, because the Cybertruck facility's here. Will it make them more money? Probably not. Probably, and they just laid off, 10% of the, was it Tesla that laid off 10% of the workforce?
Yeah, this may be a little much ado about nothing because I think they only have seen it happen in one car. It's not a tremendous number, 3,000. There are recalls every day from manufacturers, and they can be sometimes in the tens and hundreds of thousands. But they are going to continue to beat this Cybertruck into submission, aren't they? Folks,
you know, that's one thing you don't realize is, especially in the state of Texas, you can't even go to a dealership and buy an EV. You have to go to the showroom and then get it ordered. Like, they are trying to kill the competition.
I just got to also say, you know, if you see a tech bro in a Cybertruck, it tracks.
It's eye roll. Yeah.
But the other day, I saw like a 55 or 60 year old dad from Georgetown and his wife who had kind of poofy hair. It was uncomfortable, dude. It was just uncomfortable. It was, do you know what I mean?
I mean, the truck itself, yes, it's, but it was, it's like not just the Cybertruck, it's like who drives it. You know, they suck.
It was like seeing your grandparents in Prada. It just felt weird.
Well, I hate to generalize and stereotype, but you know, someone that drives a Cybertruck, you know, they suck. You just know that person sucks.
Did you just say you hate the stereotype, but that person sucks? You don't know that.
You know they suck.
You don't know that.
Bet.
I'm not willing to bet.
All right, this has been the news. Did you know? This is our learning segment, and we are here just for you to learn things. Matt, you're a married guy.
I am a married guy.
What did you receive for your dowry? A target debt?
Unfortunately, I received student loans, and I think that's about it.
Today I learned dowry's still a thing, and in some countries, groom kidnapping is there to avoid a dowry. Yeah, did you know in India, they practice a thing called groom kidnapping where the bride's family forcibly abducts the groom, makes him get married. And all that's done before the proper wedding and finishing of stuff, because a lot of times the marriages in this case are arranged.
But it's kind of fun part of it, right? Like,
I don't think so.
Mean...
They say it's the picture's a dude tied up. Obviously, it's like a generic image, but they do it to avoid paying a huge dowry. So I don't think, and it's a quick, almost like by a judge we would do here, marriage. So I don't think it's a fun thing. I don't think it's like, we got you, teehee. I think it's like, we don't want to pay you crap. You're going to marry this girl now, kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a shotgun wedding, which we have here.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
There
you go. Not good.
Did you know A lot of people think that embassies are actually the property of the country that it's the embassy for, but not true. Actually, the embassy, technically still the soil of the host country. So, like, the French embassy in America is actually still American soil. However, American laws do not apply inside of the premises of an embassy.
Yes.
That's the difference.
So, what about the French legation down here? Can we do French? Can we let kids drink wine?
No, that doesn't actually mean anything anymore.
Here at the French legation?
Yeah. The only thing the French legation is good for anymore is huge property values. The French own a very expensive chunk of, of property now.
Yes, they do. And it's like, well, what do we do that's French in Austin? And they're like, smoke a cigarette and go to Justine's for brunch. I don't know, man. Hey, did you know there are millions of disposable chopsticks used in China that are made in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah,
USA.
We got them.
USA.
Yeah. It's a huge industry for us, I guess, to make and ship chopsticks.
Proud of us.
Don't know why. Don't know how, but we do it.
Did you know in 2016, right in Louisville, Texas, there was a baby who was born twice? Yep, pediatric surgeons removed baby Lindley from a womb. She had a rare tumor on her spine that was spotted during prenatal visits. So they actually birthed her, performed a surgery on her, then placed her back in the womb where she continued to cook for a couple more weeks, actually several more weeks, and then was born a second time. It's perfectly healthy.
That's kind of cute and sweet. I thought this was going to be creepy, but it's actually nice. It makes a smile on my face. Hey, did you know?
Were you worried that it was going to be like a human centipede birth where she was birthed directly into another human and then shot out again?
I don't know, man. I just thought it was going to be creepy, and I don't even want to imagine.
Okay.
Speaking of imagining, great inventor, a mind that we should all appreciate more, Tesla. Did you know Tesla was a gambling addict, and he lost all of his tuition money, dropped out of college, and suffered a nervous breakdown? And I feel kind of bad because it seemed like he got rooped. You know, back in those days, back in the olden times, they had professional gamblers that would travel the country.
Yeah.
Just kind of taking people's money. And if he's an addict and he's young, I could just see that happening to him. But it's an unfortunate thing.
Oh, man.
You know our friend Norm MacDonald?
Yep.
He's not really our friend. I just know him. Met him once, twice.
I was friends with Norm.
Met him a couple. He had a pretty bad gambling problem and had talked about how several times he had lost everything.
I don't think it's a gambling problem. He just liked to lose everything, but then he would win it all back.
He wouldn't win it all back. He would work and earn it all back the hard way and then lose it all again.
Did you know Sylvester H. Roper invented something called the steam-powered bicycle? It was before we had motorcycles. It was a bicycle that would haul ass. In fact, he decided to put up a public speed trial. He wanted to really impress everybody, so he souped it up to make it go faster than he'd ever been on it. And while he was riding it, he freaked out, had a heart attack, and died.
Oh, dang, man.
I know. Poor Sylvester.
That didn't sound very good. Last one for today. We were complaining about having to take your shoes off when flying. Used to be able to bring knives. Did you know that?
Did you know?
Before 9/11, knives up to 4 inches long were allowed in aircraft cabins.
I did actually know that.
Because you can carry a knife,
the blade
usually
had to be inside of this, basically, like the palm of your hand.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I mean, even when I was younger, would carry a pocket knife with you everywhere you went.
Right.
Not anymore. I had an antique, like, keychain pocket knife. It was a pocket knife made to put on a keychain. And it got taken up from me at an airport, and I was so sad.
Sorry about
that. I'm not going to rob the plane with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have a keychain gun, and they wouldn't let me take that off.
I know. Yeah, it could only fire one shot.
Come on, man.
It took forever to reload.
How did life as we know it begin?
A strange phenomenon in the Lone Star State.
This program is about unsolved mysteries.
Wait until you see this.
It is now time for Weird or Wired.
It's a very special Weird or Wired.
That's Matt
Bearden here on the CJ Morgan Show.
We decided at least for a month or two we would do these unsolved mysteries of science every Friday.
Really think about stuff. And it's the day before 420. You can always start a little early.
Let's be honest. It's kind of a Well, it's a gimmick so that we can talk about stonery questions.
Sure.
You're absolutely right about that. How did life start on Earth? For decades, scientists have been trying to recreate life in a laboratory
in the
conditions.
Ooze.
Yeah.
The primordial ooze.
Now, you've probably
the
heard this
acids.
Theory that you can create a building block of an amino acid just using gases and lightning. Have you heard that?
I've seen it. You know what I mean? On like cartoons, I'll mimic it and that kind of thing. Sure.
Well,
so
I've
they
heard
think
about
that's
that. Well, I had heard about these experiments. I thought it was something we had just started doing. They showed in 1950 that we were able to do this.
Okay.
Yeah. They created, they synthesized the amino acid glycine. It's one of life's most basic building blocks. They mixed gases, the kind of gases I thought would have been in the atmosphere at the time. And they basically simulated lightning inside of a jar.
And
it created, what came out of it was glycine. The problem is that glycine is not the same thing as a cell. It's a building block, but it's not the same thing as a cell. They've been able to create RNA molecules. They've even, which is like a simplified DNA. It's half a DNA, basically. But in order to get all the components of life to form in a lab, they haven't been able to do that.
You need one more thing.
What's that?
Me, Jay Owen.
Come on,
into
stop.
It.
Stop.
Okay. I
Come
thought
on.
This is our stonery
no.
segment.
But nobody wants to hear about you, Jay Owen.
Okay. Fair enough. You can get paid to do that, by the way. Ask
now,
me more.
Look, if you were able to create life in a bottle, that's somebody who is going to get, you're going to get a Nobel Peace. You're going to get the science prize, right? You're going to get that $1 million and everything if you can figure that out. But right now, we still do not have conclusive proof. That's how it was. That's how it.
Do you
created.
Do you wonder if these labs are they're making all this stuff and they're like, dang, it almost worked. Well, go ahead and flush it, and they run it through a pipe that goes to a river that goes to the sea, and so we have all these like homunculi crab people that are forming, and they're like, why did Father abandon us? And eventually, they're going to take over.
Yes,
right. They're just gooing all this out. Like, are
yes.
they throwing this stuff in a furnace? No, they're flushing it.
Yes,
and
that's
what happened originally.
Happening.
Is all this like lightning primordial goo set around and floated and connected and made more goo, and then it built up a monkey man.
Yeah.
Father!
I do love the idea that there's just a lab in Boston somewhere. And
off the coast out there are just like, it's the island of Dr. Moreau creatures.
This stuff has landed on a series of turtles. The turtles are now teenage. They're mutants.
And they'll fight.
The bizarre thing is, yeah, they've learned the martial arts.
Yeah, why the hell you green there? Oh, wait, the Celtics fans, I like it.
What? Is that Australian again?
That's a Boston guy. I don't know.
Bustralia?
The problem is...
is that what you're doing? Is your Bustralian
The problem
accent?
Is I can't do my Boston guy accent without saying homophobic slurs as part of the, like, that's what gets me warmed up into doing the impression, and I don't want to do that because I don't believe in it. But Boston Man does. Anyhow, we're creating life here on the show, right?
Yeah. So like we said, we are not smart enough to bring in answers. Just every Friday, we'll be exploring these great stoner topics. We would love to hear your responses as well. If you think you know how life was created,
let us know.
Yeah, text us.
I mean, we've seen some great episodes, The Simpsons parodying Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Where the guy had created the miniature society in his basement, and then they broke out and killed him. You remember that one?
I like to think that a meteor... Is it a meteor once it's in the atmosphere?
No, they have said that. That's a theory. It contains something that came to Earth.
But I think it landed perfectly in the hole on top of a volcano. That's what I like to believe. It went perfectly inside of there.
Boiled
and,
it.
And then that's where there was enough whatever pressure or awesomeness that created.
Like
life.
A thumb over a water hose or your pee hole.
Well, the universe was like, oh my God, that was amazing. Did you see that?
And then I made it, bro!
But then the universe realized there was no one there to witness it and was like, oh, I gotta make people because this is boring, bro.
It takes a lot of guts to run your own show. And he's got plenty of stomach to spare. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.